DC fandom had a lot of cool stuff happening at it at the weekend, and amongst those was the first teaser trailer for the upcoming Matt Reeves take on the Batman, starring the guy from Twilight. And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode of Legends of Podcasting. Now, joining me in the Wave Rider, we have...
Stuart.
Rob.
And I'm Liam. So, let's jump into
it. You should have said I'm Batman.
Oh, missed opportunity. Oh.
And I am Batman. I am Vengeance.
See, we should have done that. You could have said I'm Vengeance, and I'm going, I'm Batman.
Oh,
you know,
too good.
Too late. Too late now. Too late. We're in it.
Right.
So
the ending's done.
Absolute professionalism.
So we got the first look at this trailer. So our first chance of actually seeing what this movie's going to look like. Let's, Stuart, we'll start with you on this one. What did you think? We saw the twinkly vampire from Twilight as Batman now.
I mean,
what were your thoughts?
I mean, I thought the most exciting thing at DC Fandom was going to be the Snyder cut trailer. I'm actually more excited now about this film, seeing that trailer. I'm not going to lie. I thought, considering they haven't even finished filming it, it was a pretty solid trailer with all the action scenes and everything and all the... I'm really excited. It just looks great. Like, it's quite an interesting take on some of the characters. So I think I listened to the panel where Matt Reeves was talking about what they're going to do, and they're finally going to do a detective-based Batman movie, which I'm so excited about. They're saying, like, the Riddler is going to be, is like a new thing. He doesn't know who the Riddler is. It's like 2 years into his career as Batman. That's why the suit's quite rugged and dented and stuff. Catwoman's not Catwoman yet. The Penguin's not the Penguin yet. And it's all just going to be this sort of, noir-based detective film. And I'm super pumped. Could be the best one they've ever done. I really am excited.
All right, Rob. What do you think? Could this well be the best, as Stuart says, the best Batman movie that there's ever been, and the best Batman has ever been? I mean, Stuart's setting up here.
I think you're certainly ad-libbing what I said, but yeah.
No, we've got to record it here for posterity, and when we come out of the cinema when it's out, I'm going to replay this for you. But no, there's a lot of competition in that vein, but I was impressed with what I saw. It's certainly... I remember when we had the first look at the costume and there was a lot of mixed reaction, I think is the best way to put it, online. And in motion, it looks great. Despite knocking Robert Pattinson, he's obviously not seen much of him in the trailer, but he looks like he's playing the part quite well, especially Bruce Wayne. And like you say, Stu, this is going to be one of the rare times we get to see a detective Batman as well as a decent fighter. That bit at the end of the trailer when the guy asks him who he is and he just beats the living hell out of him for saying, I'm Vengeance.
Straight out of the Arkham games. That was amazing. Yeah. She just grabbed him and just break the arm. I wonder why, but I was like, he got him on the floor and then he just got carried on punching him. I was like, all right, that's some anger issues there.
Bit,
I love it.
A bit more of a raw Batman, which is going to be an interesting take. Obviously, this is right at the start of his career, like you said, and it's definitely a different way of doing it. The only other film we've had with that would be Batman Begins. So it's going to be an even more grounded version of that. And like you say, I'm curious to see where they take the detective spin on it, especially with the Riddler, which was something we haven't yet seen on the big screen.
Yes, it was... I thought it was... this trailer was great. It looked really cool. It looked really dark. It looked like a real fresh kind of take on Batman. I mean, we've had so many Batman movies at this point where, I feel like it can be hard to try and make it feel fresh, but I think they did a great job. This is looking like a really cool, different, but a very cool take on Batman. And I think that... I think Twilight looked pretty good in the role. I mean, he looks young, for sure. But this is meant to be a young Batman.
Can you not remember his name, or are you just like calling him Twilight?
I'm calling him Twilight because I think it's funny.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Mr. Twilight.
Mr. Twilight, yeah. It was good to see that he didn't just glisten in the sunlight. Oh, there was no sunlight. So I guess maybe that's it. We only saw him at nighttime. So So maybe we'll see that when Bruce Wayne's out during the day and he just sparkles. And we're like, oh. there we go. Hey, you can't possibly be a Batman. Batman doesn't sparkle.
I'm getting the impression you really, really like Twilight.
he's hoping he sparkles. If he doesn't sparkle, he'll have to watch his crap.
Yeah, yeah. If he doesn't sparkle, then forget it. You know.
I'm done with it.
But no, I think that especially that bit of fighting, as you guys were discussing, where he just turns up and he just starts beating up the guy and like, who are you? I am vengeance. You're like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, nice gruffly voice, not too like Bale, not voice modulated.
Too much bass reverb into it yet. So
yeah, not voice modulated like Ben Affleck did. It's sort of like a nice deeper tone, like sort of Cameron Conroy deeper tone, but not too much. It sounds like you got throat cancer. It's good. I quite like it. I'm very interested in. I'm quite pleased they sort of went further. They haven't gone for, like, as you said, Rob, like a Batman Begins of like origin story, but it is kind of an origin of like the bad guys, which has got a good twist on it. So it's like he's been around for like a year and a half, 2 years. Matt Reeves was saying, but the Riddler is a new character. And I'm quite interested. Like, the Riddler looks like sort of kind of like the guy, like the Saw movies, where he literally like sort of looks like he tortures people and like leaves bodies with riddles for Batman to find, rather than riddles for the next crime he's going to commit, like he does in the comics. And there's been lots of talk of like the bit at the end of the trailer. He says like, "You're involved in it as well. Your family." Some people have mentioned like the Court of Owls could come into it as well, which would be freaking awesome. I mean,
that would be pretty cool.
Especially if this is potentially a setup for a future series of movies based on this particular Batman.
I think they said it's going to be a trilogy.
You can start the owls out in this and then have it continue throughout the course of the films. So.
Yeah, massive.
Well, they did say, I mean, isn't this movie potentially meant to be the one that starts its own little Bat universe? Wasn't this the movie that was meant to spark that off?
What, like Batgirl and Nightwing and stuff off?
Yeah. Which then again, if it was to be that, then you have the question here, like, well, this is Batman only a couple of years into it. So this is closer to Batman Year One than Batman who has... I mean, there can't be a Nightwing if Batman's this early in his career. Because this early in his career, he hasn't even got Robin yet. And Robin needs to grow up to become Nightwing. So, yeah, you can't really have a Nightwing spin-off from this movie.
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless... Because I think somewhere I read or heard it was meant to be like, hopefully, if it goes well, a trilogy of movies. Maybe they time jump each movie. I don't know. So I have to see. How it goes. Yeah.
I think that trilogy wise, I mean, my understanding for most movie studios, that's what they want to get out of a franchise anyway, because it's more lucrative. They always want to be looking to get multiple movies out of someone. So I think, especially something like a Batman. Yeah, I think it makes sense that they'll want to try and get more movies out of it. But we'll see. I like the idea of this, following the Batman. It's early in his career. Like, we're not getting we're not really getting his origins, but we also are at the same time by being early career Batman and focusing more on the origins of the other characters. Like they say, Catwoman isn't Catwoman at the beginning of this movie, but that's part of the journey of it is that she's becoming Catwoman.
Yeah, so like the penguin doesn't like being called the Penguin. He's not a crime boss yet. I didn't even realize when we were watching. Like, I watched the trailer a few times, and then someone put a picture up of like Colin Farrell as the Penguin. I didn't even recognize him. It's just like a second of the trailer pops up.
Well, he's joining the club of people who've starred in previous comic book movies, not particularly well, and are now looking to complete that journey.
To redo it, but it looks completely different. There wasn't any. I mean, you heard Andy Serkis as Alfred saying, "Oh, you're becoming a bit of celebrity now," but there wasn't any visuals of him yet, which I'd be interested. And I think the guy, I can't remember his name, but the guy who's playing Gordon looks really cool. I think he'll do a great job as Gordon.
Yeah, I think he looked great. And it was interesting because Matt Reeves made the point of saying that this is going to be a very different take on each one of these characters to what you've seen before. So
yeah,
I think that's kind of cool. I mean, it very firmly puts this as like an Elseworlds kind of thing, but that's cool. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited for this. I think this is... this looks pretty cool.
So yeah, it was going to be. I didn't realize it was going to be even a teaser. I thought it was going to be maybe a few images that came out. In fact, they managed to put a teaser trailer together with, I think they've only shot for like what, like something like 6 months or something. Like not much at all. That seems to be a lot of finished stuff in there. I didn't even realize. Apparently, Matt Reeves, when he say so talking to the panel, he's doing like a Gotham TV show, like a Gotham City PD TV show that's coming out or something.
I heard that. And stuff. And it's meant to be kind of like connected in with this movie, so yeah, it's like
Corruption runs really deep.
Yeah, so yeah. They explores this version of Gotham City as a direct spin-off from this movie. So
yeah,
that's interesting to be doing that. I mean, we did just have. I mean, it's going to be measured up against the Gotham TV series, which was, you know, focused on Gotham, not on Batman as such. You know, but it focused on the corruption of Gotham. It was the story of Jim Gordon. So that was an excellent show. So, you know, you're competing with that. You're trying to beat what you did with that. Do something different.
Yeah,
it's going to be. Is it too soon?
Because Gotham only finished 3 years ago.
I don't think it's too soon anymore.
You know?
By the end of Gotham, it was getting a bit campy as you started to introduce all of the major villains from the series. If they kept this one very grim and gritty on the ground, it's definitely a different departure, sort of more like a police procedural series more than a drama. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that it's the kind of premise that I've always liked, like focusing on a story on characters that happen to be in a city where superheroes exist, but the superheroes aren't the focus of the show. There's been other stories that have done things like that as well. I mean, by all accounts, that what was that? Was it Powered? Was that the there was a comedy show at a point?
Yes.
Which was just,
Aaron Turek was Bruce Wayne's cousin or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was a comedy take on the same kind of like premise. It was like, but it's a fun little thing where it's like, there's other stuff going on. We're not focused on the superhero. They just have to be there. So focusing on the police working in Gotham City without any actual focus. I mean, it happens to be in the same city as where there's Batman. And this is the Gotham City PD, but maybe it's a different precinct to the one that you see Commissioner Gordon in the most. And maybe you'll hear news reports of, the Batman captured Joker. Stuff.
Well, it's not going to be set in the 1930s.
Deadline
Gotham.
This just in. I think it could be cool. You know, I think that's a cool idea. We've certainly seen that shows like this can work, where it's based around something that's associated with a character and not the actual focus of the character. Like even Krypton, Krypton was pretty close to what Gotham was. But it's a show. It's Krypton by any account, by all accounts. Like, well, you don't even watch it because of Superman, but there's no Superman in it. So why do you care? So a Gotham City Police Department focused show that doesn't actually have Batman in it. Why would you watch that? Well, we know that can work because we've had Krypton and we've had Gotham. So, and at a point, we're going to get that Metropolis TV show, which I also think will be good. We haven't heard about that in forever. So hopefully that will happen.
Yeah. But I guess it's going to be interesting if there's any cross comparison with the movie, or if they're going to. I know they're talking about going deep into the corruption of the police department and the whole of Gotham, basically, in the movie. So, be interesting to see where that takes the movie, and then so follow the series as well. But very excited, looks awesome. I'm actually really intrigued and can't wait to watch this film.
What about you, Rob? You hate it?
Yeah, no, I'm
dreading every day.
Sorry?
You're just dreading every day that goes by this movie comes closer. You're like, my God, Twilight.
yes, sorry. Sparkly Batman. Yeah. Well, you're obviously Team Jacob. So, no, I like the suit design, despite all the criticism that came out after we had that initial tease earlier this year. And this is looking to be a different product. It's different Batman, which I'm quite looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with it, especially given that we've got the Snyder Cut coming out roughly the same, well, shortly before. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and likewise, I'm excited for this. I'm really excited to see this this new take on Batman. I think it looks really cool. I seriously can't think of anything negative to say about this. I think this is, from what we've seen, this is looking great. So that's it for this episode. There's obviously, as more information and more footage and whatnot comes out around this upcoming Batman movie, we'll revisit again in another episode of Legends of Podcasting. But let us know what you thought of this first trailer. How do you think that this measures up against Ben Affleck's Batman? Is it better? Is it worse? Let us know. Let us know in the comments. And don't forget, you can, wherever you found this episode, be sure to click that subscribe button so you'll be notified whenever we have other episodes released. And you can also find us across social media. Just look for Legends of Podcasting, and also on YouTube, where you can subscribe to us there and see reaction videos. So that's all from me.
I am Vengeance.
I am the Knight.
I am Batman.
Yeah. Told you I'm getting it.